Let's go, bro, because time's money for me.
Oh, time's money, man. Well, man, what are you dressed as? What do you... What?
Deal.
So, you've either... A, B, or C. Don't laugh or smile. Just give me A, B, or C.
Okay.
You've either come from a wedding.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Funeral.
Option.
Or you've just joined Sydney A-listing and sold a penthouse on Bondi Beach.
Option B. The old bee's dead, and now I'm here. Business Dan. I'm a mogul.
You're wearing a black suit, man. What are you doing right now?
Dude, when you level up in the business world, you understand that we can't just wear, shorts and jumpers around
yeah.
in the city, in the business, in the
world. So
in the
CBD.
In the city.
The Central Bureau District.
In the city.
In the Central Bureau District is what it's called.
When you're throwing your weight around with the big boys.
Yeah, on the tram.
Yep. Yeah. When you're on the tram with your tote bag that's got your lunch and you get your briefcase with your notes. And you throw your weight around and you have a Mikey pass. That's when you know you've made it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how is it for you with that new life?
Oh, just a different world. Just a different world for me. Everyone knows I love marketing and business. But
yes.
Now, because I've taken my game to the next level.
Yes.
It's just great to be in there with other people who appreciate the business world like I do.
And I feel it near you. I feel like I'm sitting next to a CEO, a future CEO of something.
I am. It feels great. I've leveled up. I don't joke anymore.
Yeah.
Like, nothing's funny. Try and hit me with a joke.
It feels like you've got a lot of aftershave on. I'm actually getting a bit of a headache from it.
I've got a migraine as well.
I've got a migraine from all the aftershave.
I'm not laughing at that.
But you look good.
Thank you. I feel very uncomfortable. Nothing's really comfortable.
How comfy are suits, man?
Nothing better than watching a suit. Oh, mate, there's nothing better than just actually hanging in a suit for 10 hours a day.
Oh, sometimes when I'm really tired, I just go jump in my suit and just jump straight into bed.
Well, I've got this suit on, but when I get home, I'm going to put another suit on. That's my lounge suit, just to get even more comfy. So I'm loving it. I'm loving smelling like a walking bottle of Calvin Harris.
A lovely bottle of walking of juice Calvin of Versace blue.
On my phone all day.
Of Dupe. A nice bottle of Dupe.
Oh, fucking kill.
Let's get into it.
He's celebrating a point. Jackie Chan returns.
Orange is kicked it. Oh, Danny, so much to go through this week. How are you?
I had to recover from the spiders.
Yeah, man. I had a few spiders this weekend.
You were pouring so many spiders.
Fill a spider in for everyone.
So you invented the spider after a bull up. When you started pouring,
I didn't know spiders
beers.
Were inhabitant of the mountains in the snow. I'd seen a record amount of spiders.
Still didn't know how to pour a beer, surprisingly.
I'm actually used to the European beers, man, because the European beers actually like being poured in, just like literally just pick just it up nearly it. And just fucking throw it in the
so
glass.
So all the froth comes to the top.
Yeah.
I actually thought you put some ice cream.
Good way to aerate it.
Yeah, I thought you put some ice cream in the half pints and then poured the beer on top to make a spider, but you really just couldn't pour. So we had so many beer spiders up there.
Well, it was funny because we had to like have double the amount of beers because half of them, we had to have double because half of them were like literally quarter pints.
Do you want to tell everyone about your efforts before you sparked up again? So we do a live show up there.
I did, eh?
You know, we did a live show up there, and the boys were up and about.
Give context to the whole thing.
Okay, we did a live show with Nick Butler.
Yes.
And there was cameras out there, Channel 10 were
Shout
there.
Shout out to all the people up there. It was
Shout
great
to
time.
Went to
great
Moosehead?
Time. Moosehead.
Moosehead.
Buller.
We sold it out. We sold it out.
We did, which was weird.
Mate, we backed up the trucks hard in the snow there. It was tough to get the trucks up there with all the ice.
Oh, well, let me tell you something else.
Yeah, well, that's coming as well. That's probably, listen to this later. We finished the show, sold out the arena. Everyone's happy. Everyone's up and about, cheersing. You get four beers in and you say, hey, boys, I've got to go to bed. I'm so tired. You know, and Butts goes, no, you're not going to bed. You're like, mate, I'm so tired. It's 7:30. Like, all right, I'll stay, but get me an espresso martini. Give me an espresso martini right now. So we were all chatting to like people our age or older in business, because I'm now a businessman.
Yeah.
People who worked on the mountain, the staff there.
Yeah.
And you decided to make best mates with 13-year-old kids and have a D&M with them, didn't you?
Yeah. I was just, I had a moment. Obviously, wanderlust, traveling the world, experiencing new things, new cultures, eating new food. Spreading love around the world. It comes at a cost.
It does.
It comes at a cost. And it's called jet lag, my friend.
Yeah.
And a week later, I was still feeling the effects.
You shouldn't have.
And I was skiing. I was doing live shows. I was carrying you up the mountain. I was doing all these sorts of things. And it hit a time where I thought, you know what? It's human. I don't want to act. You know, sometimes even the tiredness gets me after four beers.
And four beers.
I had to sit down for a bit and have a bit of a moment. I think it was a bit of everything.
Yeah.
I think it was a bit of everything.
But you can't.
The spiders Really got me.
You came good though, and then we went to karaoke.
Yeah, that was fun.
And that was an
experience.
That was experience. The thing about karaoke is that they were a younger crowd than us, so we actually stood out. We were older.
Old
I felt very old.
We felt out of place. And weirdly, there was people older than us there, so I don't know how they felt.
Yeah, I know. It was weird. But then we got to karaoke, and people weren't singing the songs. They're just screaming
people
down
who
the
go
microphone.
To karaoke and don't fucking sing the song properly. If you're getting up for karaoke, you give it your best fucking go.
You do.
Give it your best shot. Don't be embarrassed by trying.
No. Yeah.
And don't get up there and just like take the piss
More
out of.
More embarrassing if you're trying.
John Bon
try.
Jovi. Don't get up there and take the piss out of, you know, American Boy Estelle. Don't get up there and take the piss
you
out
know
of.
Who took the piss
Living
out.
On a Prayer.
That song that all I want to do is and take your money. Some bloke sang. He put that song on and he just sang the chorus for the 4 minutes. All I want to do is drop the microphone from above his head and broke it.
I'm not for
Paper Planes by MIA.
I'm not for physical violence.
You could have belted him.
It did cross my mind.
I could have pulled a spider in his throat.
Yeah.
Just all froth.
Sit down, mate.
Said, mate, open your mouth and have your spider.
Yeah. Not funny. Just get up there and don't want that to be lost. If you're getting up for karaoke, you sing and you sing like a songbird.
Yeah. You try your hardest. We're saying these. We had a great time up there. We actually did. We had a very good time.
Had the
we
best
got
time.
Looked after accommodation
had
wise.
The best time.
The best
man.
Thing about me when I got there a day later, then everyone was getting the bus up.
You shouldn't have come a day later.
I don't know if anyone's got the bus up to the top of Buller from the bottom.
It's fun. I'd like to sit at the back.
So
as well.
So scary.
Yeah, I'd like to sit at the back.
I just love it when the bus driver decides not to use the brakes at all.
Yeah,
going up a hill. That was awesome. When I was sending, you know, I was in my notes. I had drafted, hey Dad, I'm real knowing you. But it's time for little D to go.
Brings me to my point. I don't know what happened here.
Goro.
I don't know what happened here, but on the mountain, obviously, it gets icy. The night before you came up, it was the night you were there. There was gale force winds, and they said that it was like the windiest it's ever been.
Is
on
that
the
why
mountain.
You wanted to go home at 7:30?
That's why I wanted to go
you
home.
You didn't have a migraine at all.
I think the wind gave me a headache or something. I'm not sure what it was. Anyway, I had my car parked up on the mountain, the Mazda BT50.
Yeah,
everyone was going, you know, taking photos of it.
I was
just, you know, like going, wow, what a beast of a, you know, thank you, South Morang, for giving deal this Mazda
they were
BT50.
That
they literally said that. They're like, wow, is that from South Morang,
so
Max Kerr and Mazda?
Oddly specific they were.
It
about
was
where
weird,
it was from.
But they just kept saying, "You're a great ambassador for that company."
Yeah.
And congrats to both of you for having such a fulfilled relationship with South Morang and Mazda, Max Kerwin and Pierre.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird because like everyone kept saying to me like, hey, you're the guy of the Power Built Golf Club as well.
It was weird that everyone was saying that, but everyone was.
Mm.
Anyway, the wind was going massive, parked there. Next morning, get a call.
Mm.
The wind had blown the cars
off the mountain,
down on the ice, crashed into one, crashed into one, crashed into one, crashed into mine, crashed into another one. The other, Mazda just brushed it off.
It's like you trying to give me a hip and shoulder.
It was just like, what happened?
Yeah.
The other cars are ridden off.
Next.
The Mazda was just like, what?
Yeah.
What
nothing.
Happened? Yeah. It was just like, just woke, like, it was like a fly. It said, fuck off. So anyway, that's what happened. Apparently, because there was all the stack trucks in the back, it held its ground.
Really?
Yeah, it held its ground.
It was heavy because we did back him up there, which was good. Yeah.
Just on that as well, big Darcy, handsome Darce. He's going to be, we've got a vlog dropping.
Do we?
Yeah.
He was good, handsome Darce.
Yeah, he was.
He was good.
He was good.
He was good.
It's awesome when you bring up like a video producer up to the mountain to film you guys like skiing and snowboarding when they can't even fucking stand on the snow or like snowboard. Like it was really worth bringing him up because like he was so good at skiing.
So good to be able to do it.
Yeah, like he could definitely come up there with us and film everything. Yeah. Like we didn't have to like
film it all on
our iPhones.
Yeah, unreal.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I tell you the best thing
that.
About me because I'm now snowboard a fair bit.
Yeah.
Nothing better than breaking both your wrists.
You didn't do that.
On Buller.
Oh, that could have been really serious. Oh,
snowboarding, actually, maybe it's skiing as well. It's so hard.
It's not hard.
When you're first starting, it's very, very hard.
Yeah, you were meant to have a lesson, but you didn't come up for it. Anyway, so recapping last week's, this is what we're going to do, guys and girls, better that's listening. We're going to be better at recapping the episodes, more struck. We've listened to the feedback.
I'm not.
Have we been?
I'm out.
Have we been good enough at recapping? No.
No.
No. So what we're going to do is, you might have seen on Instagram this morning, Monday mornings you'll go up the questions.
Yeah.
After the episode's release, it'll be the review. So we want to hear what you thought, hear what you think, vice versa. You have your say on the episode and you can get it.
We'll respond.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? We'll respond.
We'll respond throughout the week. And that's, yes, we're going. So last week I said that the Giants open up for the seniors at the time
you
for the boys.
Idiot. You're an idiot.
Like, it's funny when everyone actually thinks metaphoric. Like I'm talking about it. I was talking about metaphorically. Even if they didn't, play before them,
yeah,
and they actually played the prequel after them,
yeah,
They're still setting the tone.
And even though they're dominated.
Because it's not about just the day before. It's the training session before the captain's run. Yeah. It's when they get off the track and they say, lads, go get in the ice bath before the senior boys. And they get out and they wipe there so no one can slip over.
That's what I say.
And
they go
hang your towels up, boys.
Make sure your budgies are hung so they don't get mouldy on the ground.
Appreciate you trying to catch me out.
Yeah. Boys, when we do physio, put the tape back so the
physio
doesn't have to.
Exactly right, man.
It's like, not on them.
Yeah. Lads, if you foam roll and just chuck the foam rollers back.
It's the small things.
Exactly.
That
the senior boys are coming in and they don't want to have to go pick up a foam roll on the ground.
To whose boys? The standards you walk by are the standards you accept.
Exactly right.
And I've seen way too many budgies on the ground not drying.
And the seniors coming in, they don't want to see that.
No, Wardy doesn't like that.
No, Wardy hates that.
Cogs hates it.
Cogsy boy hates it.
How is Cogs supposed to have 30 and 2 when he sees towels on the floor?
And he's got a freaking foam roller around that he could trip on. It's just not the right thing. So I appreciate you trying to grab that from me, but I'm fucking two steps ahead. Think you want him in front. I'm actually two behind.
Why are Kelly's boots still muddy? Why haven't we cleaned them for him?
Hey? Yeah, so what? So what? Josh Kelly throws his dirty shit at me. He's joking. He wants me to clean it for him.
Boys,
that's what we do.
Boys,
I clean, he plays.
Yeah, who's rostered to wash Toby's stuff? Who's washing your shorts this week? Because I did it last week. It's a team effort here.
I'll do it again.
And that's what we do.
Oh, that's what we do. So anyway, got a few messages about that. Yeah. Little do they know I'm 10 minutes in front of them on that one. Nobody listened to Goz's mirror talk in the Carlton rooms.
Carlton are fucked. I went down there last week and Vossi said, boys, it's Vossi here.
Yeah.
Oh, here I am in front of you, Vossi. Get in there. And you know what I said to him? I said, boys, sit down.
Yeah, I was here last week.
Stand up, everyone except Sauce.
Yeah.
I said, look in the mirrors. Not good enough. And I walked out. Didn't do the trick.
So what's this week? What are you going to do?
Go in there again.
Okay.
Vossi's going to say, because he's back in there.
Yeah.
Go and accept it.
Yeah. No, good. Good, good, good.
Yeah.
Few revelations here again. Look, I don't want to pump up our tyres or anything, but we did put a brand on the map.
You might not have heard this brand before.
You might not have heard this brand before that we did a little exchange of deal with.
It was a partnership. We say, wow, let's show everyone how good
this brand is that we believe in.
That we love. We're taking a pun on them.
We don't know if it's a success. We have no idea.
So we're taking a pun.
We don't know.
And
the community.
Yeah. And in exchange for that, they give us a small deposit at the back station at the trucks. And that's all. And you guys, some of you were amazing. You've never heard of the product before.
I don't know how anyone, it's a new product, so no one had really heard of it. But
what
Coke Zero, we did a Coca-Cola. We did a little partnership with them, which was just, mutual respect. The amount of people now that have discovered Coca-Cola from that post that had said on the comments and everything, and even a few tags saying, wow, what an awesome product. Never seen this before.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing it to our attention.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
And just a shout out to Coke. The way they've expanded so quickly since our video.
Yeah.
Being in all the stores, supermarkets, I think they're in Macca's and KFC and stuff like that.
Yeah, they've done well. So look, we can't take all the credit on that brand.
As much as we want to.
But we would love to, but we can't.
Yeah. No, but shout out to them,
okay.
Even though I don't want to.
Moving on. Last one for the recap was last week I said, quote, no one has ever played. So I said a few things. Just
you said
quickly.
A lot
I said, like,
last week.
No one's played the amount of games as
a
I've said
things.
Under 200. Then I said under 190. Then I said under 180.
You changed a lot.
Then I said 6 foot. So blurred lines, there ends up being a lot under 190, which is fair enough.
Yeah.
But under 6 foot, there was two.
So
there was
wrong.
Actually three. One was a older gentleman from a few years ago. I can't. That's not written down.
John Barker.
It wasn't John Barker, no. One was Josh Cowan.
Yeah.
Gun player from Geelong. Now.
Mates with him.
I don't know him, but I wish I did. Uh-huh. Really good player. This one doesn't really count because Josh Cowan was actually an absolute gun, but he had a lot of injuries. So.
What do you have, knees?
I can't remember, but really good player. And from all reports, a really good guy as well.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Number two. Now, I actually played against this guy and good player. All reports, great guy. Brody Martin.
Very good man, Brody Martin.
So he beat my record as well. He was 8 years, 39 games,
I think it was.
He was a good player.
He was a good
actually
player.
Played on him a couple of times as well, funnily enough.
Yeah.
So he was there. Now, I challenge you this, my friends.
I can't do another one just to
anyone has played the amount of games that I've played at the height of 178 centimetres.
Specifically 178.
Specifically 178. I don't think
they're going to find it.
That you can find
they
that.
They are going to find
I
it.
I really
I
don't
do
think that
well.
You can find
no,
that.
No, they
so,
do. So well done. You have zero records and I have one record.
Anyway. Let's go some chit-chat and some news, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay. Sting it. The sting we don't have.
We don't have a sting.
Okay.
We don't have a sting for this.
Okay.
You love golf. You'll be able to explain this
one
a bit better.
I do love golf. Let me just read this.
Just to say, I love golf and I love all the partners out there that I have possibly the potential to partner with coming
up. You don't have any. By the way, big things happen at Morgan's Golf as well. Golf day. Yeah. Golf day getting planned in the works.
Really?
Anyway, Greg Norman, known as the Shark.
Oh, a Sharker.
Yeah, Shark.
Yeah. I'm a shark at Greensboro with the baby dolphins. Remember?
Yeah. Shark. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think this is true.
It is true. It is true.
Okay.
It is actually is true.
Okay. Greg Norman confirmed to someone. No, I'm not reading that out. Greg Norman confirmed to someone that LIV Golf offered Tiger Woods a lot of money.
Yeah.
I know that's true.
Yeah, it is true.
I know that's true.
Yeah, it's true. So run with
exactly.
it.
I am. I did say.
Okay, cool.
I don't know the other person's name, though, so I'm not going to say that name.
How much did he get?
Well, it says 700 to 800 million, and I think that is a lot of money.
Oh, that's a lot of money. They've got so much cash because they're owned by Saudi Arabians, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
In big oil venture companies.
Okay.
They are.
So there you go. That's happened.
Tiger said at the Open that he thinks LIV is in the bad interest of golf internationally. He's against it.
I did read this about this, though. He doesn't like playing for money.
Oh, I can relate to that.
So he... No, you can't.
I can.
He would only play for championships. That's what he said.
I play for pride.
He plays for winning. Doesn't play
and
for
love
money.
Of the game.
He's got a lot of cash.
A lot of cash.
Dustin Johnson, he's there.
Yep.
150 million.
Dustin Johnson. Good on him.
Yeah, there's heaps there.
Maybe we should start one. AFL, we have no money.
Yeah, we don't.
Do we? Unless Coke want to sponsor us some more. We can afford these players.
You'd know more about this. Player. Russell Westbrook.
Let's poach one player from the AFL to come play in our league.
If you could take one player in the AFL.
We have Saudi Arabian money.
All right, if we started our own AFL league.
Yes.
And we had all the money that you needed. So you got like oil rich money. Who would you pick to start your team in the AFL right now?
Matt Owies.
I actually love Matt Owies.
So do I.
Mate, he's actually so good.
Yeah, that's why I'm picking him first.
Former basketballer too.
Is he?
Yes. He's playing, you know, else is playing some really good footy.
Who?
Corey Durden.
Corey Durden is, I love Corey Durden. He is good.
He's unbelievable.
Who else, who would you pick?
On a serious fact, if I had all the money and I was starting my own team.
Yeah, someone you need someone good looking.
You'd have to take Baz, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, he's so
you'd have to take Baz. Yeah.
How much for Baz? I'd give him, well, we don't have $1 million a year.
Yeah, he's probably getting that
already. It wouldn't take much money.
Top three players, who would you pick? I'd pick Baz, Toby, and probably Harry Mackay.
I'd pick Charlie. Matt Owies and Lockie Plowman.
It's a good spine.
Thank you.
That's a really good spine.
From the league.
Really good spine.
Rip them from the league. Good luck, Carlton.
Russell Westbrook. Here we go. Recently started, he's gotten to stage with the haters that he cannot go to the game. Sorry, his family cannot go to the games because of the amount of abuse he gets.
Can relate to that.
Where's he playing at the moment?
He's playing at LA Lakers.
Is he really?
Yeah, he is. He got abused last
year. Interesting.
Very
good song. I know I've spoken about this before, but Lil Dicky. Have you known Lil Dicky? Have I spoken about this before? Lil Dicky, the rapper. Got a great song about Russell Westbrook.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Little Dicky. I'm just going to look it up. Little
you know
Dicky.
What they call him? Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, because he shoots bricks.
Because he shoots bricks. There's some vision of him at preseason camp.
So it's called Little Dicky, Westbrook on a Farm. It's really good.
Really?
Yeah, it's Westbrook really, really good. Listen to that song if you...
There's some vision getting around to Westbrook, like training for the preseason or season coming up. And he yells, what does he yell out? He goes out, this is game, pulls up from the free throw line and just bricks this massive shot.
Oh, God. Oh, goodness.
I love the effort, though, by him.
By the way, basketball. I'm making my basketball debut next week.
Oh, my God. Where and how can we watch you?
Monday night.
Where?
I don't know where it is
yet. At the rec centre.
Playing Monday night next week.
With who?
Darcy. I'm joining
Handsome.
His team. I said to him, this is what literally word for word would happen. I was like, he's like, come on, man, can we hang out outside of work? I said, look, no, man. Look,
it's a business relationship.
This is a business relationship. We are not friends.
So it's like
we are colleagues.
Media producer Sam.
Exactly right. Exactly. And I said, look, I know that I'm this like nice, cool, like
role
Harry
model.
Styles, like role model, you know, like everything, hobbies, you know, passions,
hot.
BT50 from South Morang with Max Kerwin and Pierre and that great relationship.
Yeah.
And then you got like the Harry Styles sort of factor of me there as well. And there's like all these other things.
Mm.
And I'm nice to you and you're nice to me. Do not mistake that for me caring about you.
Yeah.
Because it's not what this is.
That's what you said. You said
this is professional.
I'm going to spray him as well on the way out of here. I'm going to say, Das, don't mistake my kindness as a weakness.
Nope.
Because I hate you.
No, exactly.
And we are not friends.
So I know said that.
I know you've invited me, Das, to play,
yeah.
But don't think about it because I don't respect you.
And that's what I said. Yeah. But then, you know, he started crying.
Mm,
I said, look, if it means that much to you and, you know, it'll help you out with everything else, you know, I will come down for a small fee. And I said, in all seriousness, I was like, look, I really can't come down. I want to play basketball.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Mm.
I said, the only thing is, though, I would like.
You have to get off the fucking court.
No, I said, I would like the number 43 if it's available.
Can't have it.
It's the only jumper available.
Wow.
Number 43.
Wow.
So I'm going down there next week to play.
Do you want me to come?
No.
Okay, then. Fair enough.
No.
Fair enough.
But
fair
I'll,
enough.
Maybe first game, let me just get into it. And then the next one, I'll let people know where
it
is.
What position are you going to play?
Or probably point guard. Point guard.
You should.
I like
up.
To control when I'm coming down with the ball. Just say, set up.
Clear it. Clear
move,
the zone.
Move. And then I do the.
Clear the
and
zone.
And I just do the fake it. And I go, which way? So then just shoot a three-pointer.
Game time.
I'm sort of a mix of like...
Now give me two players you're a mix of. This would be great.
Easily. It's hard to put it into two players.
Yeah.
If I had to pick two,
yeah,
it's hard not to do three, but I'd say if I had to do two...
Gaze and Bogut.
A little bit of...
He's a bigger, you're a small
Gaze's,
man.
Gaze's leadership.
Mate, you are a big man stuck Gaze's in a small man's leadership. Body. Yeah.
But I would say Steph Curry is sort of shooting.
No, Gaze leadership. I'd say
the dribbling of. Oh.
You are Gaze leadership and Shane Hill ability.
Yeah, and I'd say a bit of Steph Curry in there with the shooting.
No, Steph Curry.
And then I'd say maybe just lastly, a little bit of Shaquille O'Neal's aggression at the hoop.
Yeah,
like when I'm under there, and you're trying to get that rebound off me,
get out of there,
get the fuck away from my elbows because I'm not stopping.
I just cop
and
this elbow.
I have great thoracic mobility, so I'm going. Twisting nearly 360 degrees.
Yeah, you can go 180 side to side.
And the pivot on my, like,
so
when I pivot
essentially,
off
so
that
let's get this right. Gaze mentality, Shane Hill ability, Steph Curry shooting, O'Neal in the post.
In the post.
Jordan clutch probably. Michael Jordan, you've
I don't know. I'll have to let you know. I'll have to let you know first. Yeah, there
and
I go.
And LeBron, God gift talent.
No, I think that's about it for now. Let's leave it there for now. I wouldn't say, because I didn't come with this talent. I worked at it.
Yeah.
I wasn't born with talent. Yeah. I actually put in those blood, sweat, and tears, and I just worked.
You
fucking,
haven't
I
never
went to the
touched
court every
You've
single day.
Never touched a
and I walked
before.
And I go like this, both hands.
What's your favourite layup to do?
Easily, man. Easily layups.
You can't say easily, but everything. Easily do layups.
Easily layups. Oh, I love doing alley oops.
Yeah.
To me, when they throw them to me, and I dunk them. Anywho, speaking of basketball, now, this is actually on a serious note. US basketballer Brittany Griner has got sentenced to 9 years jail. She went to Russia and they had a vial of vaping cannabis.
Mm.
She forgot it. She had it in her bag. Now, this is bloody scary.
It's scary because...
She's in Russia as well, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned
that. It is scary. Very. Because I've been in the MCG and I've seen the signs. No vaping in here. Otherwise, they kick you out. In Russia, no vaping in airporty.
No.
Otherwise, you go to jail-y.
Oh, man. I actually get nervous thinking about this. It's like my worst fear. Even when I was traveling, because I travel the world a fair bit.
I'd love
it. It's very scary to...
And you
vape. And I don't vape, but you'd never know if someone could even just plant something in your suitcase.
Are you
so, like, you're always.
Person lock your suitcase with locks?
I do. Yeah, I lock them and I get them air. I get them wrapped at the airport as well with Glad wrap.
They suck.
Yeah, I get them wrapped. But it's easy, man. It only costs like $86 per square meter.
Hey,
so
we're
going to
put your bag
right.
on a fucking machine that's going to do 360.
No, but it's cheap. It's like $86 per square meter for that. Right. So it's actually like.
Should
so,
Glad wrap it yourself at home.
Yeah. No, that's what I was going to do.
Yeah.
But yes, in serious, this is really. Scary. Mm. So she's locked up in Russia for 9 years. US are trying to get her out, but Russia's probably the one place you don't want to be. I don't know what's going to happen there. If they're like with this, it's like, I don't know what they can do. I think they're Russia's, trying to do a, aren't they trying to do like a prisoner swap?
They're going
to
swap.
Yeah.
We're going to give them one of their most biggest criminals.
Wow.
Not we are. America is.
Yeah.
An exchange of criminals. Isn't that trade? You can trade. You can trade.
Yeah.
I'd give them a fake criminal. Get Britney back. Give them a fake one. Got ya.
That would normally probably be good for them because then they don't get the criminal. As well.
No, so we get Britney back, America does,
and we
and
keep
you give
them
a
criminal.
Fake Russian one.
Yeah.
So your punk guys is not a celeb person at all.
I don't think that would work.
You idiots.
Just on that though, have you seen that movie Bridge of Spies?
Oh, you know what?
Bridge of Spies?
I haven't seen that.
It's actually really good.
Yeah.
Like, priority pick early, you've already had two already, but Bridge of Spies, Tom Hanks, really, really good movie.
How do you forget you have that in your bag? A vape pen, a cannabis vape pen. How do you just forget? I think she knew that she was going to take it and she thought, oh yeah, if I get through, amazing, but if I get to Russia and I say, oh, I didn't know I had it on me, I get a slap on the wrist. Russians don't fuck around.
No.
Have 9 years or give us a criminal back.
Best of luck.
Best of luck to you, Brittany.
No, that's... You know, you don't wish that upon anyone.
No.
Fucking hell, been stuck in.
You don't Jesus punish Christ. Someone for vaping.
You do not.
You're not, especially you the MCG.
There's worse things going on. But I feel like they'll get it back, I'm sure.
They will.
Scary. Moving on. Patty the Batty.
You got for me.
Said when he is in off-season training and gains a bit of
Are
weight.
Are you reading these things before you read
them? People have been photoshopping
his
photos to make him seem a little bigger and fat-shaming him off the back of it. Now, I've seen this because he's historically... Has his fight and then he's eating the pizza.
Yeah,
and stuff.
He loves it.
How good's the Liverpool crew? Now, a funny thing about the UK is that I didn't realise this.
They speak with an accent.
Yeah.
Hello.
No, you know how crazy this is? Is the fact that, like, when you go to London, you'd think that when you go to London, I feel like there's going to be heaps of people out there being like, no. Do you think that Liverpool is in the city or the country?
Liverpool's in, obviously it's in the country, isn't it?
Well, it's not actually in the country, it's still in the city, but it's like 4 hours out of London.
Oh, yeah.
How crazy is that?
How's that crazy?
Well, just like, that's how big London is.
Yeah.
I never thought, like, when we went there, I was like, oh, we'll go to Liverpool. And then like, that's 4 hours away.
4 hours away,
like,
you can't go there. What were you going to Liverpool for?
Oh, because you never walk alone.
Duh. That's one thing you do. You love your soccer
alone.
As well.
No, you never
You're
walk alone.
You're such a soccer head. Her name is Molly McCann, not Becky. In massive writing, I hear here. Thank you, producer Sam. Molly McCann, not Becky.
Okay.
Shout out to Becky McCann, her sister as well, who's going to fight in UFC 271.
Yes. Is there two of them?
You know, Molly and Becky are going to fight each other next UFC.
I've looked up Molly and Becky, and it's Molly and Rebecca of Thomas the Tank Engine characters. So I don't think that's
what
it is.
They're
going
to bash each other.
Anywho, how are you anyway?
Forgot where we were. Hey, I'm great because GMZ came true. Play my sting. GMZ. Oh, yeah.
Seems.
Last week I had to, you know, I didn't say sorry, but we had to address some of the GMZ stories I put out there during the year. And lo and behold, I've done it again. Oh, fuck. He's
no
done
one's
it again.
Clapping.
Well done. Well, he's done it again. Breaks all the stories before anyone else.
Yeah.
Isaac Rankin, is he on Adelaide? How do I do it? How do I do that? How
I feel
do
like
I break
that,
that?
I don't feel like that was you. I feel like that was.
That was definitely me. How do I know that? He's been offered $4 million over 5 years. That is just so much.
Yeah, you can't say no to that.
Money to turn away. It's like what I got offered when I got asked to go back to Port Adelaide. Two years, $4 million. And I said, no, I'm staying here with Rocket. Guys, thank you so much for that offer. But I want a one-year deal on 100K. I don't want that. I don't want the pressure that comes with that price tag. I'd rather play VFL here than go back home and be an absolute legend on $4 million. So that was good denying that offer from Port.
Yeah.
And then Tuke Mellis said in an interview, which I'll read here, the leaders have taken him aside and told him how much he means to the club and he can be part of some success in the near future.
He can be.
Okay, Tuke, that's not going to happen.
He could easily be part of
they
success.
Did
I think
similar.
Gold Coast are way closer than Adelaide.
No, Gold Coast did something similar with Tom Lynch and I think Stephen May when they were leaving. The leaders said, listen, we want you to stay. Please stay, please stay. So Tom Lynch and Stephen May had a meeting with each other.
Yeah,
they said, we really want you to stay. And Lynch said, I'm going. And then Maisie said, fuck, well, I'm going as well.
Yeah.
And then they had no leaders.
Yeah,
and they had a rebuild.
Sense.
So it's kind of hard when you're a leader at the Suns to then ask the other leader
it's
to stay.
You're a leader, it sort of seems
because
like
when the
leaving.
Other leader's leaving
yeah.
and you want to leave, then there's zero leaders. That's how that works.
How funny is it like in footy when like people, they say, they like slam a player for leaving the club, then like a year later they leave?
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
It's bullshit. We want people who are on the same page here.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not in, if you're not part of this success, then get out. We don't need that. We'll rebuild.
Okay, so you got one in 10.
So here goes. No, I haven't got one in 10. My GMZ files are a bit dry. We're just waiting a few cases to settle.
Okay.
Brayshaw, he was in Melbourne
the
over the weekend.
One? Not the reverse.
The other, Andy Brayshaw was in Melbourne over the weekend.
So the reverse.
Is that a coincidence or not?
I think because they were playing in Melbourne.
No, yeah. It wants you to believe that.
Yeah.
It doesn't. So he was in Melbourne over the weekend.
Yeah.
And that's like a steam train. That's like me in pre-season leading out to you.
Yeah.
And Bolt's going, oh boy.
Oh boy. That's Rick Riewoldt coming out here.
Hey, next day, buddy, Andy Riewoldt.
Rick Riewoldt's coming out here.
So he'll go, I'm trying to think right now. I've got so many GMZ files in my head that I can just pull out and say, yeah, this is happening. That's not happening.
Yeah, but you're doing your due diligence, so aren't you? You just want to make sure things
I want to make sure they're all good.
Yeah, and you're also, you actually look like a bit of a reporter these days.
I was up there actually reporting today.
Yeah, reporting.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So keep sending your GMZ. Anything that you see, guys, that you might hear, if you're a cleaner and you want to do an inside job for me, put your application in to List Cloggers. Mm. Tell me which club you want to go to, and we'll dig out some goss.
Okay.
Which will be great. So
fantastic.
My throat's a bit sore from vaping over the weekend.
Yeah, okay. Fantastic. Hey, by the way, Sippy launched on the weekend.
That was great.
Yeah, how was that?
Oh, I'm learning another business of mine. Oh, God.
Because it was a great night. Mm. I was there. I was partying, obviously. I was drinking all the booze.
Yeah, 2 beers.
As I do. And a headache.
Attitude sickness.
I can guarantee myself 2 beers and a headache most nights.
Yeah.
I think I'm allergic. Anyway, you get up there. Great night. Congratulations to you guys and your stockholders, your shareholders, and you know your community.
Mm.
And you get up there and make some speeches.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to say this. Nick Graham, your business partner, got up there and made a speech.
Took all the words, didn't he?
Fair to say, he enjoyed his time up there
and
made a speech that ended up talking about, I think he told us pretty much his life story. He went for about 45 minutes and there wasn't much for you to really get to say at the end.
I said, I just second that, guys. Have a good night. He said it all. But no, it was good on him. He had to. And you know what? When you're not the face, take the words.
Yeah.
So he wants to be the face.
Yeah.
We know he wants to be the face.
Face and the words.
And now he's the words
as
well.
So what do you do for that business? Jesus, because
fucking nothing. I'm just the shit. I'm the anus.
It didn't seem like you did anything because he was running the whole night.
Oh, he did. He did take over. And I'll let him do that. Selfless by me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's a bit like I'm out here.
You were sort of standing up there, like nearly dressed like you are now. You sort of look like a security guard.
Yeah. Well, it's a bit like what I do here. Like, could I do everything here? Could I put the the script mics together?
In,
could
yeah.
I put the mics in? Could I set up the cameras? Could I do producer Sam's job? Yeah. Could I do your job with the deals? Yes, I could. But why would I do that?
Yeah.
You know, I don't need to. You guys like doing that. You enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I love that you do that for me.
Okay. Fantastic.
So it was a bit like that.
It was a good night anyway.
Great night. I had a hangover the next day. And I had to change the lights over. Whoa.
And I must apologise. Won't name names. But I thought that it was a bit more an event where, because we'd had a chat earlier about a Sippy launch event.
Yeah. You thought it was Project X.
I thought it was sort of bring your friends with you. Didn't realize it was like an invite event. So I messaged you before saying, oh, goodness.
I've put it on Facebook.
Got a few friends with me here. Is it okay if I bring them? And one of them I brought, fair to say, nearly ruined the party.
Well, yeah, you left after your two beers because you had a headache.
And I left him there.
And you said, what did you say to him?
I said, do you want to come? He said, oh, I'll have one more.
Yeah. Well, he didn't have one more, mate. He'd stay for fucking 4 hours after.
1 hour.
He was just having conversations. He's like, oh, at the end of the night, he goes, oh, bro, you're doing something here. I'm so proud of you. This is at midnight. I was like, hey, I'm going to Electric, and if you want to come, I'm just so proud of you. Yeah, don't look away from me. Don't look. Come here. Headlock. In a headlock. Come here. Oh, look at me. I'll come back. I'm fucking proud of you. What you doing here? Hey, eyes,
he doesn't know you that well, does he?
So, hey, eyes up here. Deal. Here's my mate, and you. I fucking love you. Give me a neck. Let's become blood brothers.
Please send something in for next week. Okay, this is our new one. If you can review, remind us to put this story up on sometime. We want a story from this. But when have you brought a mate to something and then instantly
regretted it?
Yeah.
Literally, that was yours.
That was it. So I'm sure there's plenty of stories like
probably
that.
Probably people who can't fucking have a drink.
Yeah.
People who can't control the alcohol.
Yeah, with a headache.
Literally. Yeah. People who just get sloshed. People who don't go home after they've had 20 beers and not reading like the signals of other people. Like, oh, thank you. You've had the same conversation with me for like the last 3 hours. I'm literally in a fucking headlock.
I must say, man, like when I was at those events in general, you know how you just walk in sometimes and you just purposely don't make eye contact with anyone? And you're just like, not tonight.
No,
I can't do that.
I can't do tonight.
Yeah.
No. So well done. Thank you to him for coming along. Thank you for bringing them all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. He's going to be very upset with this.
He will. That's all right. He'll love it.
All right. People who.
People who. People who. We hate the things that these people do.
What we do, guys and girls, is we put up these on Instagram now. So if you're not following us at ListCloggers on Instagram, Monday, we're collating them.
We put them in a spreadsheet.
Just keep sending them up. Spreadsheets, Excels. Yeah. We're saving them. Putting
business.
Them on a drive. Putting them on a USB.
I put them in board meetings.
Put them, present them.
I present them to everyone.
You know, pros and cons list. Pie chart.
I'm going to do profit, loss,
profit,
net
loss.
Charts.
We do all those
pie
things.
Charts.
Send them to the
reviews.
ATO. Send them back. Mm-hmm. Get them reviewed. Take photos of them. Upload them into Zero.
Oh,
and
do a Coke, no sugar deal.
Exactly. So, people who, these are a few of yours.
Yeah.
Okay. People who come to work despite being clearly sick.
This one seems like an internal issue.
Yeah, this is an internal issue. This is definitely an internal issue.
Someone in-house. We won't say the name.
No.
And they weren't COVID sick. Let's preface that.
They
were just runny nose sick, I think. And
they
were standing over us or you guys with the runny nose and I'm not sick, mate. You can't talk properly.
Yeah.
You're sick.
Yeah.
No, I'm not sick. Yeah. Nose just a little blocked.
Yeah, no, I was going to block it. I'm a bit nosy.
That's great.
Darcy Bold, people who get intoxicated at parties and cry about their problems.
That was great.
I don't mind this. I'm about it. I'm about expressing emotions.
You don't get
supporting.
Drunk. You have 2 beers.
No, but I'm about supporting these people.
Yeah.
I'm the sort of person to say when someone's crying, I go, you know, when like there's someone crying and their friend is like, no, they don't want to talk to me. I was like, they want to talk to me about this.
Let's go.
Yeah, you, me, around the corner right now.
Yeah.
No one come around here for 3 hours.
No, go away. Close the door. Why are you crying? Just tell me something you never told anyone else before.
Yeah, and I get there and I go, it's actually really funny about your problems because it brings back to something that happened to me once. I just talked to them about myself.
The funny thing about your deepest and darkest secrets and the worst time in your life is mine are probably darker.
And it's actually happened to me as well.
But look at what I've done in my life. You could do it too if you want to. You really can.
Literally.
Whatever you think's going on in your life, it's not that bad because I've had worse. Stop crying. Stop crying, idiot.
People who try and you're telling them something and they try and make it about you. I think that's me, to be honest. Guys, this one is from Duffish99. People who remind you they never get sick and have strong immunity,
yeah,
shut
the fuck up.
We don't care. We honestly don't care.
Oh, boys. I just had fucking chicken sashimi.
Oh, my guts, love. No, iron guts. I've got iron guts.
Even undercook it. I get sick. Fucking it's immune. No, I'm immune to it.
I haven't had COVID yet. I haven't had COVID.
Yeah,
no, it's a myth.
I had a flu. I've never got positive. Any chicken, just bring it in raw.
Those people suck.
Yeah, they do suck. So you'll love this one. People who use a fork at a Chinese restaurant, get some culture into Use the Chopsticks by Scotty Brain.
Oh, I actually like that from Scotty Brain.
You can't use chopsticks.
I can't.
And you don't wash your hands off the toilet. And that's a bad combo. Speaking of getting sick before that, immune, you really are immune because you don't wash your hands. And when you go to Chinese restaurants, you use your hands. So you piss on your hands and eat the food.
Wow, I didn't see that going there. It's unbelievable. I didn't see that going there. Honestly, just on the chopsticks scenario, I used to be a fork guy, and then I said, fork and hell, let's move on from this. Okay?
Yeah. You're not cultured.
Get these fork and things away from me and bring me some chopsticks. I have been. I've been to Hong Kong.
Have you?
Is that in China? I don't know.
No. Hong Kong?
I don't think it is.
Hong Kong's not in China.
I don't think they moved it. They didn't move it. I think it actually, to be honest,
They moved it over there.
I think they actually broke away. To an independent country.
Oh my God. Okay. This next one is literally, it's not me, but it is Anna. Thanks to grave.sam, people who have more than 4 pillows on their bed. I have fucking 20.
Oh, me too.
I have so many on the bed.
Mate, I go to the stage where even on this is I've got 2 thick ones and 2 thin ones.
Yeah.
So I've got a thin one on my head, thin one between my legs.
What?
Thin one there.
Oh, you have one of those like maternity pillows where it cuddles you.
I don't have one of them.
Yeah, you do.
But I pretty much make them into
you have
this.
An anxiety pillow.
I have anxiety pillows. Don't worry about that. I have a pillow for my head, pillow for my in between my legs, then I've got 2 big ones in between, one for my chest, one for my back. So then when I'm sleeping,
I just
turn over, keep the other one between my leg, and just flop from side to side.
Wow, that's disgusting.
Yeah, I love it.
That is bad.
I hate not sleeping in my own bed.
Did you ever have your bad groins?
No.
Ever?
No. Not really. I think I faked having OP once just because Chris Judd had it. We were talking about that last week. People fake injuries because, like, Chris Judd, I had 2 strapped shoulders. I was like,
yeah, I'm doing it.
I'm going to strap my shoulders. Yeah. Ended up doing both my shoulders because they were taped and probably sent a message to my brain that you're weak and you're going to do shoulders.
It's like when people strap their ankles to avoid rolling their ankles. I was like, nah, I might roll my shoulder.
Yeah, literally.
You don't know.
I remember when we were back at the IS in Canberra.
Oh, yeah, I dominated that
game. Yeah, in the Australian team. Anyway, it's fine. We represented the country.
We
represented the country.
I dominated South Africa. I single-handedly destroyed South Africa.
Wow.
Don't even remind everyone.
Now, we had a testing day once, and it was like with the physio, and they'd come around testing everyone for like injuries. And I remember like all the good players, like they were like at that stage, OP was like a really big thing.
Yeah.
And it was like, if you touch this part of like your groin, that if it was sore, it was like you got OP. And I remember like them touching it going like, wasn't that sore, but it just hurt them like touching it. I was like, yeah,
OP.
I think I got OP. Yeah. I need a core program. Yeah. I've got OP.
I'm out for six weeks.
Literally got out of my whole preseason going like, probably don't think I have OP, but I've just talked myself into it.
I used to do that.
Because I thought it was cool.
I used to do that. I did it big time. I think more towards Carlton my last year when I knew I wasn't playing. Probably during my thirds era. And like, you know with the squeeze test you have to do?
Oh,
and
yeah.
If they were below 100, it'd be like, oh, shit, red alarm. Like, don't let him train,
Yeah, you'd push it down.
Sort of get up there, they do the test. You're like, 70. Fuck, but not train today.
Yeah.
Nah, those groins aren't strong enough to train. You cannot train for the whole week, but you can play on game day. I was like, damn it. Okay, then I'll go in the pool. I'll miss main training and not get selected.
But then you end up having to do even harder training than it was. Anyway, lost track. People who, Danny, Keegs_Hearn. People who think they are too tough for wearing sunscreen.
Yep, I am.
You are not tougher than the sun.
I don't burn. I don't burn.
That is so good.
I was born in the sun.
You burn, my friend.
I don't burn.
You are not tougher than the sun.
I am, mate.
Tag your mate that thinks that they're too strong for the sun.
Mate, I could literally look the sun.
No, we established this back last season. The sun is the strongest mascot of all.
No. In summer, I just go on the beach, top off, no sunscreen, 40 degree heat for hours, and just stare directly in the sun and don't blink.
You're
not
someone who can do
that. Just for the whole day, and then I come back and my eyes aren't sore and I'm not even red. So if you see me St Kilda Beach during the summer, on the first day of summer, I will be out there butt naked, just staring the sun in the eye.
Love that.
Going toe to toe with it. So I don't burn.
All right. Let's move on.
Never had burn.
Great segment. You brought this one back, my friend. The Pissants Anonymous, brought to you by friends at Budgie Smuggler. In the Pissants Anonymous, we'll decide whether they are a pissant, piss hand, whether they wear budgies or whether they wear boardies.
Yes. Okay.
So we have one here from Matt Del Palmer.
Dylan Goro, assuming you're well.
No.
Goro.
My mate at work was heading to a gig and asked me if I had some disposable earplugs. Reckons you can still hear the music while you're there, but stops the ringing in the ears afterwards. What's your thoughts here?
Oh, my God.
You would
God.
Do that. That
That's
sucks.
Actually
That's
so
unbelievable.
Smart. So they go to clubs. Mm. He goes clubbing.
Gigs.
With earphones in.
Earplugs, disposable ones. Yeah, terrible. I hate that so much. That sucks.
Oh, my God.
That is such a little bitch move.
I actually respect it.
No.
I actually respect it.
The music's not that. It's not going to, like, perforate your eardrums.
Have you ever seen the movie...
Well, oh, here we go. What movie has it ever happened
in? Have you ever seen the movie?
Matrix. It happened in Matrix.
A Star is Born.
Yeah, I've seen
it. He lost his hearing from playing too many live gigs.
Mate, because he had his head in the speaker.
No,
you
yeah,
can't
exactly.
say, hey, mate, so excited for this gig tonight.
Yeah.
You got those earbuds?
Yeah.
I want to just block out the music
that's
a little bit.
That's actually really good. I like that. I reckon that's pretty smart. He definitely wears budgies.
I might do that at the footy.
He definitely wears budgie smugglers.
He does. I'm going to go to the footy this weekend. I'm going to put some earplugs in. Because the crowd's cool.
I actually do it, though. Like, when I sleep at places, like when I go on trips with, you know, for example,
South Africa, we went to AOS.
Yes. But when we went on trips, I always bring earbuds. Even on the plane, I had them on the plane as well. It was very good.
Ed Langton, give him some earplugs. He could have used some earplugs on Friday. And shout out to our earplug sponsor. Do we have one?
Not yet.
If you're an earplug company out there, we'd love to exchange our services for just free earplugs.
Shit.
Me, Winky, the camera earplug company, means give us money.
All right. Before we get into footy, man, I'd love for you to talk about that AFL boring stuff.
No.
But as we know from now, I'm doing a new segment. It's called Around the Leagues.
Oh, yeah.
Sting it.
Don't have a sting. Why
don't have a sting.
Sting yourself that we don't have a sting for?
It's a new sting that I've got. Because it's all the state leagues.
Yeah.
Then the
around the state leagues. Around the state leagues. Around the state leagues.
It's because it's called all the
state leagues.
Truth or
state leagues.
They'll be...
State leagues.
Then now be at
state
your
leagues.
Show.
You're a state
bring
league.
Bring the drink bottles and stand
you
them
play
up.
State league footy and something good happened. Well, tell us what exactly happened and deal. He will tell everyone else. Garfield. Where's your lasagna?
All the state leagues.
And the
state leagues.
We'll be
state leagues.
My show.
You'll
be and the state
the
league.
Tone. Okay.
Cool.
That's enough. Okay. It's a long
good segment.
Segment.
We don't actually have any more time.
We
just
have time for it. Okay. Frank, can you stop?
Frankie's
we're trying to talk about the state leagues right now. It's actually really interesting.
Around
all right.
The state
this one's actually
leagues
come just literally popped up on my phone. Not even joking. This one's from the Shipmates.
Oh, yeah.
Read this one out.
Shippos. Deal.
A good local footy story on the weekend from our club at Crib Point.
I'm out.
Got our second win for the season to get us off the bottom of the ladder against the final side, Devon Meadows.
Man.
Last time we played in round 8, we got smacked by 125 points, and on the weekend we won by 7 points. 132-point turnaround.
Huge.
Overheard a couple of teammates saying, this should be heard on List Global, so I told them I put in the word for you. If it's worth the time on your potty, let me rip it. But I also understand that part doesn't need to be read out. Anyway,
yep,
that happened.
Nice.
So, Crib Point had a 125-point turnaround.
Well,
you know what
them.
That is? That team Devon Meadows, they rocked up
Shit.
Thinking. They rocked up thinking we've got it this week, lads. Let's rock up.
Devon Meadows boys, get back in the rooms. Someone's in there to see ya. Boys,
not.
Sit down. Everyone stand up except Zoss. Devon Meadows. That was fucking shit. You guys are pathetic.
Oh, wow.
And I've never seen something this insipid since I saw Goz destroy South Africa.
Yeah. So that was there.
Okay,
let's see what else has happened around the grounds now. There is some good friends here that have sent some stuff in. If you do want to send this in, guys and girls, remember, Instagram, at listclogs.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go down. There was a really good one here. This one's from Jason Ashton. Ashy.
Asho.
Ash boy. Here we go.
Ashy.
He said, Uni of Queensland women's teams go back-to-back in the Quaffle W Grand Final yesterday. Draw into extra time.
Extra time.
So they're going back-to-back.
In a golden goal.
Drawn, extra time, win.
Huge.
Shout out to the women's team.
Well done.
Uni of Queensland. Fantastic.
Well done. Not only book smart, they're also footy smart.
This is fantastic here. SAAFL.
SAFL.
SAFL. I don't know what that league that
South
is.
South Australian Amateur Footy League.
There you go. Div 7.
Huge. Hectorville.
Green Acres finished regular season undefeated for the first time ever.
Green Acres.
Congratulations.
Greensboro. The Slimes. The Slimer. Slime Boy. Slimer. Meh.
There's a lot about Greensboro in here, Dan. From Hayden Powell. Xavier Ellis. Our good friend Xavier Ellis.
Xavier. He made his
Cheeksy. Played his return game and lasted a half during doing his hammy and groin.
Huge. And I saw that. He posted it, Xav.
A couple more to finish off. Will O'Donoghue just said he had 25 and kicked two. Congratulations on that one.
Self-promotion. And please self-promote.
Please. And that was...
All the State Leagues. All the state leagues.
That was great. And now this is for the major league, the AFL. All the major leagues.
Cheers.
Major leagues. Okay. Everyone's going to turn off now. Okay. AFL, such a big week in footy, man. I know you probably didn't watch it all.
I did watch a lot, actually.
Ed Langdon, the saga that happened.
Said some comments about Melbourne, Richmond. Actually, no. It was actually about Collingwood, and he said to them, "They don't like it."
He said, "No duck, no dinner." And then, guess what,
Collingwood had for dinner?
Yeah,
pig and duck.
No. Hey, Ed, the whole lack of ducks came, brother.
Nah, but in this, I actually loved the whole thing.
Ed Langdon.
I love that Ed Langdon said that.
Yeah, we need more of that. We need more people coming out. Like, Geelong play Gold Coast this week.
Yep.
Tom Horgan's Joel Selwood should say, be like,
they should, firstly, what they should do is they should get up there,
give earplugs out.
No, walk straight up and go straight to Ripley's, believe it or not.
Don't, man.
And then they go straight and they go, you know what?
Don't.
The Gold Coast players. So say like you got Sam Day. Miller, Braden Ainsworth, all these players, they've got their ritual meeting at Hogs Breath Cafe.
Yeah.
And guess who's booked their
table?
Don't
you fucking dare. Don't fucking say that.
Jeremy Cameron, The Hawk.
And Zorko's
there as well. So you've got the Brisbane and Geelong have taken the table of the Hogs Breath up there at Gold Coast.
Fucking lucky I'm not there.
So
get out. Boys.
Was that too far or not?
Fucking shit. I hate that stuff. Don't say that. It's not going to happen. I don't deserve that.
Sorry, just back to the game, Melbourne Collingwood. I have a new favourite player, man.
Brayden Maynard. Yeah, I don't know.
Bruzzy Maynard.
Bruzz. I'm actually mates with him.
I'm actually mates with him, man.
No, you're not.
I'm actually mates with him.
You're not.
I'm actually really good mates with him. He is...
the toughest man in the world.
Yeah. And just, you love playing with guys like that.
Make you walk taller.
I'll be honest, a lot of those ones we didn't really play with because they weren't setting the tone.
And we played with
the
one
game,
of them.
They were just setting the tone in the game.
Well, you were lucky to play with one once.
Who?
Me. In Cape Town. When I think I saw the boys walk a bit taller when I was handing out earplugs at halftime.
Players like that. But Brodie Nainar, just a big shout out to him. He's done some big, big things this year. Very, very
important. What's another big
player.
Thing he's done?
Well, he plays some big roles as well.
Give us one.
Hey, shut down. Shut down defence.
Who's shut down, you reckon?
Heaps of players, and he kicks very well on his left foot. So, big things. And big things to come for him as well.
Big things to come. Very big things to come. Big Budwa. I've already broken the news in GMZ that he's out of there. He's gone to GWS. He's getting some big offers now. He's still playing good footy.
They said Brisbane, doesn't it?
They said Brisbane, but they don't have the cleaners there like I do.
Okay.
But I don't know why he'd want to go to Brisbane. What's in Brisbane?
They're pretty good, Brisbane.
Yeah, they're good, but what's to do in Brisbane? He lives in Sydney. Sydney are better than Brisbane.
You mean the
team and the town.
Brisbane isn't a really nice place.
Because that's how you make your decisions and contracts.
Brisbane's a really nice place.
The two T's.
I think, I don't know if I've read this, but was his partner maybe from Brisbane or Gold Coast? I'm not sure.
Who?
Jacinta Franklin.
Oh, I think he's from Adelaide.
Okay.
He's going the Crows.
There you
go. Yeah, I don't know where he's going to go. Apparently he's actually just leaving Sydney. I'm not reporting that. Really? He's just coming out now saying he's leaving Sydney.
That's super crazy.
So because we're mates with him.
No, he doesn't remember you.
No, because we hung out at the Crown that one time.
And I could probably ask.
I'm going to message him saying, Budwa, so good seeing you at the Crown that one time. Don't have to tell me, like full confidentiality. Where you going, bro? Let me know. See you at the Crown next.
The Crown next, yeah, next time.
See you at the Crown next time, mate. So I don't know where he's going.
Very exciting for the game, though. I'd love to, I think it'd be cool to see him go to Brisbane. The only thing is, man, how many fucking tall forwards are they going to have up there?
Mate, should have a whole team. Big O.
Big O. Who?
Darcy Fort.
Darcy Fort.
Eric Hipwood.
McStay's gone.
Willie McStay or Willie McGo. I was going to sing that.
There's another one as well. I'm trying to think.
Harris Andrews.
Harris Andrews, there's another forward. Anyway, exciting. It is. Exciting for Brisbane. It is. That could be cool. But they need to win again in Melbourne. Anyway, we'll get to that. Hey, on a serious note, this week, the Adelaide camp has arisen again.
Yeah.
That seems, you know, like I know we knew how bad that was, but to hear some of the stuff that was done, I know a lot of people have been on camps, we've been on preseason camps like this, but to hear some of the stuff that was done from Eddie Betts, Josh Jenkins, I think even Bryce Gibbs told a couple stories as well about it, pretty fucked. Well, actually, it is just really wrong. For, I think the counselling sessions, they had like one-on-one counselling and then it was reused against them. I'm actually going to buy the book and have a read because it's, from all reports, it's absolutely unbelievable. But yeah. I really want to read the book and very brave. People are saying, you know, why are you talking about it now? But like, it's very brave and so hard for the players that were involved because you don't want to like bring up old things. But if it's done something too, if it's done something too, you want to talk about it.
It's a livelihood. You don't say it while you're experiencing it.
Yeah, you got to commend the players for coming forward and talking about it because what it seemed and obviously was now confirmed, a really terrible situation.
Yeah, dark time.
Dark time.
Dark time to all of them.
Yeah.
Collingwood's versus D's. Let's get into what actually happened on the weekend.
Okay, Collingwood.
So we spoke about Ed and you love Bruzzy, but Collingwood have done it again, 11 in a row.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
They're in second
spot.
Is it
weird that I barrack for Collingwood at the moment?
No, you don't. That is such a lie.
I actually don't mind them winning.
No, you don't. And Dacos is just having the best first year.
Peter's son. Nick.
I know Peter.
Yeah, I know Peter as well.
Mates with him.
So am I.
So shout out, mate, the Dacos is going to win that Rising Star by an absolute landslide. He probably gets all Australian as well.
Yeah.
Mate, 31 again.
Yeah, man.
He's a star.
Yeah. Josh is just as good.
Josh is just as good. Yeah. He's good looking as well.
Yeah, he's handsome.
Hawthorn versus the Suns. Hawthorn smacked them in an absolute exciting game down in Tassie. Surprised you weren't there given the ambassador role that you have. John Newcomb is just amazing. He is... He's a previous list clogger of the week. He's just a star. He's a genuine star now.
He's a bull.
He's a bull. And Elijah Hollins. We love him.
We do. We actually spoke about Elijah Hollins last year or the year before.
The year before his draft year.
And he hurt his knee, unfortunately. Top rated talent. Good to see him finally.
He's very, very good.
We love Elijah. Another and I'm talent. Pretty sure, without confirmation, I'm pretty sure he loves the show.
He does. Yeah. So we love him. Giants versus Dons. Essendon, go and get fucked.
Wow.
I'm saying it. Well, I'm sorry, Sam. To all Essendon fans, disappointing. Your team has been super disappointing again.
You know what's actually funny about this is we thought that... I support those comments. But what I will say is we ran into a lot of Essendon supporters up at Mount Buller, funnily enough.
You did. And they asked about your beef with Darcy.
No, they didn't. And they...
Yes, I did. When I was on the ground snowboarding and they were going past me, they were saying, what's wrong with that? Does he perish a boxer?
There's no beef that is there just by the ones that you've created. And the comments were, I said, oh, you know, joking around with them. Oh, you must hate us, you know, talking about us.
No, said, no, you didn't say they us.
Said, they said, you must say Dan. They said, mate, we're with you. We're backing you guys. You need to, you know, take the mirrors down there and sort the team out.
We do.
So...
We do. So we'll do that.
Anyway, Giants won. So that was my team.
The orange team.
That was the team I used to play for.
The orange team.
So as you can imagine, there was a bit of, you know, when you play, it plays such a big role at an organisation, when you obviously feel a part of that still.
Yeah, you do.
And when you're the one of, you know, seven players in the past players function as well, you're obviously very connected to that club still, which is great. So
yeah, well done. Dogs and Freo. Dogs lost to Freo.
Just on the Giants here. So Jeddah was looking for an exodus. Where is the next coach? Zero media talk about that. Well, you're right. Actually, there really hasn't. But that, where there's silence?
There's fire.
There's something going on.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, where there's silence,
there's
fire.
No smoke and there's no silence.
And where there's smoke, there's silence.
There is.
So, watch don't know, space. Something could be imminent.
A few med ball like sessions, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would you coach there?
Who would I coach there? Who would I get to the coach there?
Coaching there, yeah.
Oh, so many options to pick from. Who would I get to coach there?
Apparently they're poaching Lee Adams from North.
You get a caretaker coach. Ash Hansen, get him there.
Oh, don't.
We love him, don't we?
We do, man.
We do love Ash Hansen.
We do. Yeah. He's a star. I've heard here first. We don't talk much sense here, but apparently.
We love him.
Well, like, he is a very good coach.
Yeah, we love him.
Anyway, Dogs Freo.
Yeah.
Dogs get done in Freo by Freo in Melbourne.
Yeah.
David Mundy, as we said last week, we paid homage to him. What a...
Homage.
What's wrong with homage?
Nothing.
Oh. We paid a lot of respect to him. I said something last week, got in trouble.
Why?
Plagiarism. My friend Mick Barlow messaged me. I stole a quote that I said about him playing in a jumper off Twitter. And I can't find the message now, so I can't do it. And I was going to shout out who actually did it, but now I can't find it. Okay. So someone, that was someone's tweet.
Yeah, you stole it.
And I stole it.
You would.
Apparently. And I didn't even do it, so.
So when, yeah, dogs
it
obviously
was just
lost.
On the run sheet.
Freo dominated, so because my tenants live next to, on the same street as Nort's, I made sure that the tenants went knocking his door first thing on Sunday morning.
It said.
Get the front.
Yeah.
Quick. Someone in the hands, fire him in.
He so kicked a few balls in his hands.
Yeah. In his boxes as well. So, mate, sleeping's for the week, you're a loser.
Yeah.
Let's do some quick hands here. And we did that.
Frio, where are they on the ladder at the moment? Trick question, I know this.
I know where they are.
Where?
They're six.
Interesting.
Yeah. Very
interesting.
Cats v Saints, mate. Cats just dominate the Saints. They're so good.
Cats are in the grand final. Wrap up season now.
Yeah, no, you could. They'll be in the full grand final, I reckon.
Oh, cool,
with the
man.
Well, they'll be, and North, we didn't get down there to use our one-game membership, but we have only two games left to use it.
Yeah, North might get Alistair Clarkson, this says. Chad Warner dominated again, genuinely good player.
Yeah.
With Chad Warner, how funny is it, whenever I see this one's on and Chad Warner's there after the game, like Horse Longmire just gives him like the biggest hug.
Love each other.
He must be like Horse's favourite player.
His son.
Yeah, just like a good guy.
Yeah.
And we love that. We love the good guys.
They love guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all seem like good guys, the Swan boys. Wish I was friends with them all.
Me too. I actually am, because I used to live up there, remember?
No, they didn't like you. Cross-town rivals. Battle of the bridge and
the
twos.
I was the bridge between the two teams.
Battle of the bridges.
I was the bridge between two teams.
The Neefel battle of the bridge.
I'm a good mate with Errol Gould.
The battle of the bridge.
I'm really good mate with Errol Gould.
No, you're not. He's a gun. He is a gun.
Thank you.
Brisbane beat
He's
Carlton.
A friend of mine.
Carlton. Carlton missed finals now. Which great. So what under them? Huge effort, Carlton, to have an unreal season and miss finals. Unbelievable. It's actually harder to do that than to just be shit all year.
I don't think that's true.
I prefer they shit all year. Just lose.
So their last three games, they got Collingwood, Melbourne, and someone?
No, they have Melbourne, Collingwood. That's it. Unless they want to play an extra game.
Oh, sorry. Collingwood, Melbourne, and then they go on holidays.
Yeah. Collingwood, Melbourne, then exit meetings.
Yeah.
That's the best. That sucks. It's the best fixture.
I'll say this about footy. Everyone says, you don't watch footy anymore. I don't need to watch footy to know this. No George Hewitt, no Carlton.
No duck, no dinner. That's what I say. Me and Ed.
No George Hewitt, no Carlton.
No duck Hewitt, no dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. They call him duck Hewitt as well. So two absolutely massive games. That last game, they could win that last game too. I think Cripper misses 2 weeks. You see his bump?
Oh,
he offered two? Reject two. So thank you for the offer. I reject him.
Thank you. How about you give me 2 weeks in credit?
Because that's what happens. You guys probably don't see it, the inside and what happens at tribunals, but when you get offered some weeks for an incident you've done, you actually go in there and say, thank you for the offer. I cannot offer with zero. And then it's like bartering back and forth. You say two, that's a zero. They say one, and they send up four.
Yeah.
They say, okay, take four then.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he'll miss.
That's unfortunate because that's obviously Brownlow as well, which.
Yeah. He was going to come top five, I think. And then we're a big fan of this man, Josh Kennedy. Farewell game. Kicks 8 goals.
Yeah.
How good's that?
I reckon North should sign him up for 6 years.
North are looking to take him. It's all the Gold Coast. Gold Coast might take a punt on him. Him and David Mundy going to North.
I'd actually take that in. Yeah, so he kicked 8 in his last game. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And they got done by the Crows, unfortunately. But yeah, that's good.
Winners and losers. Who's your losers this week?
Ooh, you go first.
Okay, mine, Carlton. I know I was in there last week making the speech in the conference room to all the players. Didn't work. So where do you go from here? Not a lost season. Like, it's a good season, but pretty disappointing. Be third, fourth, midway through the year, and then to now not make finals.
You give up on people very easily.
I do.
They could easily come back and win the last two games.
Do you see them winning the last two games?
Well, I don't see it happening, but it's possible.
It is possible.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
There is, yeah.
And you're what's wrong with that? You're what's wrong with the club at the moment?
No, the issue
is mind.
No. The issue is they need to sort some things out still, deal. Boys, transition football. Head over it. Missed tackles. Ask Nick Graham. He's all over it.
Oh,
so, Carlton, go to Nick Graham's Twitter. He is his AFL 360 during Carlton games.
370.
So, Carlton of mine. Disappointing.
Oh.
But I love him still.
Losers for me. You're
going to say Carlton as well.
There's a few losers out there this week. I'm going to go the D's.
Yeah.
After that, Darcy's big, a couple of people in the office here are big D supporters. Darcy went to the game with his family. I said, they're either going to get done by the Pies or they'll make a statement and come out and just absolutely smoke them.
So what do you think about your prediction earlier this year? We said they'll be very good for a long time.
Well, they are still very good. a long time doesn't mean one season. They might come back next year and win 10 in a row.
They won't do that.
They could.
They're done.
With
they can't win the flag anymore.
Yeah. With Jimmy Spargo, they can.
Dave.
I actually met some friends of Jimmy Spargo's up at Mount Buller.
Yeah, I remember that.
They said they loved me when we call him Jimmy. So my loser was the D's. Just don't lose, really. Yeah. If you want to like get into the grand final, just win. I don't know, kick more goals and points and get it there. Mm. Winners.
Winners.
I want a new rule on winners and losers as well. Because it could be easy for me to say Collingwood on the contrary, but you can't pick the winner of the losing team that you picked. If you go losers and you pick a team, you can't pick the winner as a reversal. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Can't be the same game. That was probably okay. easier to explain.
My winners then are Carlton for a great year. Shout out to a great year, Carlton. No, my winners are Fremantle.
Yeah, I like that.
Unreal. Andy Brayshaw comes down on a business trip to go to Melbourne in a trade, and he plays in the same day, and they win. So shout out to them. Squeezes in the game in between negotiations.
My winners, I think, are Brisbane.
Yeah.
Well done, Brisbane, on winning at the Gabba again.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well,
congrats to you for winning at home.
You've won about 40 games in a row at the Gabba.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there was only one year where the grand final was at the Gabba. Yeah. You're going to have to be winning in Melbourne, though, going forward. So
I started another virus.
Let's
get your options.
I think that, you know, it's in serious, though, that I watched that game and they did look very good.
Yeah.
I love.
They'll be very good for a long time.
They will be. Some players from Brisbane that I love.
Bailey.
So many of them. Zach Bailey.
Darcy Fort. Oscar.
Big O. Cameron. Charlie Cameron, obviously. Yeah. I just think back to the days of like actually having. I played on Charlie Cameron once when he was at Adelaide. Mm-hmm. It was like his first game, and I was like.
I beat him up. Got him.
I got nowhere near him. He's a star.
Mm.
And yeah, obviously, like Lachie Neale is probably going to win his second Brownlow.
Yeah.
He's untouchable, really.
He is.
Brisbane are very good.
They'll be very good for a long time.
For a long time. They just need a win in Melbourne.
Yeah, fair enough.
Unfortunately.
All right. Should we go list of the week? Have you got one? I am a good player. I'm a very good player.
Yes, I do.
Who?
Please, I'm going to have to. The address, no one knows the address of the studio.
No.
Studio. Just bear with me on this, please.
Okay, go.
Because I know people are going to just attack straight away. Rory Laird.
Okay. Ban it down. Ban the hatches.
We're going to get bashed. Rory Laird is a professional AFL rules footballer. He plays the Adelaide Football Club in the Australian Football League.
Yeah.
He was drafted by Adelaide with pick 5 in the 2011 rookie draft.
Huge.
What more do I have
before.
To say?
Has he been one before? No.
Don't
potentially.
Know.
I think he has. I think last year was in 10.
He's 177 centimetres, like myself. I'm 178.
Yeah, so he's played more games
177
than you.
On a bad day.
There goes your
but
record.
He has played more games than me, unfortunately.
Yeah, right. Okay, it's yours. Mine, I'm actually going to defer, because I'm going to defer my work to Chloe.
Okay.
Who sent in a voicemail about who the List Clogger of the Week should be.
Assuming you're quirky and well, boys, List Clogger of the Week, Ash Johnson, Halls Creek boy, played Waffle, then went to Scotch Old Coles, then played for Sturt in Sandful, got picked up by Collingwood in the mid-season draft in 2021. He didn't play until round 18 this year. Now he's kicked 10 goals in 4 games, kicked 4 against the reigning premiers at the G in front of 70,000 people. His brother is Shane McAdam. Cousins are Sam Petreski, Seaton and Toby Bedford. Clog on, boys.
It was reeled off. Bang, 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 bang. Way better than what you and I do.
I felt like I was hovering above myself in an out-of-body experience.
It was levitating.
That was incredible.
Yeah, I agree. Ash Johnson's one.
Funnily enough, I was hoping you were going to say Ash Johnson because I didn't see who was there.
Yeah,
I did watch that game. Unbelievable. I was not aware of those.
That whole background.
That whole story. That is incredible.
It is.
How old is he?
He's 24.
24?
Yeah, 24 years old.
Can I say as well, Shane McAdam, one of my favourite players as well.
Yeah, great hops. Great hops.
Unbelievable hops. And it was another mature age pick.
Yeah, it was. So there are two List Clogger of the Week.
Oh, my God. That's rattled me a bit from Chloe. Thank you.
Well done.
The community.
Well done, Chloe.
Just, you know,
all right.
Stuff.
Let's rattle off some tips here. Huge. Big week of footy, second last week of the season. Big game on the Friday night.
By the way, sorry, just to go back to how good is seeing players come mid-season draft and just dominate, because it actually keeps the dream alive.
It does.
For literally everyone. All those blokes in the pub going, mate, if I just got picked up in a mid-season, I'd come in and absolutely dominate.
Could be anything.
Like, look at John Noble.
Who's probably in the pub thinking that? And now look at him.
He's dominating.
I know. Who are you going to think? Who thinks going to win on? This is at Marvel Stadium, this game, on the Friday.
Yeah, Frank, just settle down.
St Kilda versus Brisbane.
Stop it. Sit.
Big game for Saints here. St Kilda versus Brisbane at Marvel. Who wins?
St Kilda versus Brisbane.
Yeah.
Brisbane win that one. It's in Melbourne, though.
It's in Melbourne.
St Kilda.
I think St Kilda win as well. Then we go to 145. This is a big game. Bulldogs versus the orange team, the Giants. Last chance for the Bulldogs.
I'm going to say
at
Bulldogs.
Marvel. Yeah, Dogs at Marvel. This is a huge game.
Teams don't like
this
each other.
Adelaide versus North at 2:10 at Adelaide Oval. A massive treat for everyone in Adelaide.
The whole
town will rejoice. Yes.
I missed that one. Who's playing?
Adelaide versus North. The whole town is going to cheer. Yeah, North's in town. Yep. Let's pack the stadium. Who wins that?
Adelaide will win that one.
Well, I just don't care about that game at all, but I think Adelaide win.
Yep.
Another one, the Suns, they'll be rejoicing because Geelong's in town, which will be good.
And apparently they've got the bookings.
No, they don't. They're not. I'm going to make sure I shut that down.
They have got the bookings at ICE.
I have
heard that Dunko, close contact of mine, Blitz,
no.
Dunko, Hawk, Sellers, Rosa.
No, I'm going to call Hog's Breath and do a fake. I've got COVID.
Tommy Stewart.
I dine there on...
Gary Ablett.
Hang on,
the booking, because Gary Ablett was a former captain of the Gold Coast Suns. He has turned a 180 back on his old team.
No.
Said, boys, I've got you the booking for the Gold Coast Suns. They're thinking they're rocking up. Realistically, Gaz has actually booked in the Cats. And they're going to be sitting there in their seats.
All right. Ring, ring, ring. Hello, Hogsworth. I can help you. Hello, it's Nathan Ablett. just got a few of the Sunny Boys coming through. So any reservations that you had before?
We're actually back.
We're actually
booked out. We've got the Geelong Football Club up here at the moment.
Gary, he's a funny bugger.
Please don't speak to me like
Gary's,
that on the phone.
Gary's a funny bugger. He's probably booked. He's funny.
Yep, he called up 6 months ago and booked the whole team.
Cancel it.
I cannot do that, sir.
There's a fire in the bathroom right now.
I cannot do that, sir, and please stop yelling at me. They have a quick booking for 4 hours and they're heading straight to Ripley's, believe it or not.
Fuck you. Ring, 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 ring.
Hello.
Hello. This is Daniel Bablett. I think my brother. He made a booking. Please cancel it. Bye.
No, we can't.
Who wins this game?
No, I don't.
Geelong versus Suns.
I think the game's not even played on the field. I think the game's played at Service Paradise. It's at there. Service Paradise.
It's a mental game, this game.
The game's played down at Cavalav.
The Hog's
at Ripley's,
Cup.
Believe it or not. And I tell you what, Ripley.
The Hog's Breath Cup. The real game's on Cavill Avenue on Friday night before the game. I'm going to shut the whole town down. All right, I'm going to say Geelong win purely because they're coming in to set the time.
And they got the booking.
Yeah. Big game, Saturday night, 7:25 MCG, D's versus Carlton. All my mates playing this game.
Massive game.
I still believe Carlton.
I'm not making light of this situation.
Mm.
There was a time, circa 2016, where Melbourne were on the rise, Carlton were down the bottom, and Melbourne had to win one more game to make it into the finals. And you could say that it was almost guaranteed for them to win that game against Carlton, and they would have made it in the finals for their first year in a long time.
Mm.
Hello, it's Dylan Buckley.
Hello, welcome.
Not on my watch. Not on my watch. Not today. Not today. Not this year. And not against my team. That was the infamous day when I said not one, not two, but three, and at least another assist somewhere.
Mm.
And I shattered the dreams of a lot of supporters at the MCG.
I can't relate.
Yeah.
Because guess what?
And they said, no, please don't. I said, no.
Guess what? I can relate.
Not on my watch.
Guess how I can relate
to
that.
So in saying that, I think that from my misdoings...
Mm.
And this is Carlton supporters, take this one, I'll wear this one. The roles are reversed and Melbourne are now in the position of saying to Carlton, not on my watch because of what that kid did to us 6 years ago, seven years ago. And we have not forgotten about it.
I can relate to that because guess what?
And we have not forgotten about it. So that's all I think we should say about that, to be honest.
Well, no,
we should move on.
One thing that I relate to about
that. I think we should move on.
I'm an innocent South African civilian.
No more. No more.
Okay.
No more.
It's Gozza. Frio versus West Coast. Oh, battle of the Optus Stadium.
Now, battle of Optus Stadium. On this, so with Kennedy retiring, that was... Because there's a few retirements at the end of the year. This one was actually imminent. It was effective immediately. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So he's retired effective immediately, whereas Mundy's going to still play on. Okay. I think that in the finals. I think that Fremantle win that.
Yeah, same. I think Frio win. Yeah.
Okay.
Richmond Hawks is a good game, but Richmond are coming. Richmond win.
Okay. Yep. I have to agree with that.
This is a big game. Sydney Collingwood.
Massive
this
game.
Is really gonna
reminds save. Me of
Nick Davis come and save us.
No, that was against Geelong. It was against Geelong.
Yeah.
Yep. This one reminds me of something.
Okay.
I just can't think, but something.
Darren
it
Jolly?
It must be the 93 flag against West Coast and
Tony
Adelaide.
Armstrong or Darren Jolly?
Against, yeah, I think that's a 93 flag versus West Coast, actually.
Nice. Who wins it then?
I'm going to say, oh, geez, it's a big game. Is it the SCG
Sydney
for mine.
Sydney dominated.
I think Sydney win this.
Yeah, 6 goals.
Yeah, I think Sydney win this.
And another big game, Essendon versus Port.
Yes.
I'll be watching this one. I'll be tuning in at 4:40.
Marvel Stadium, yes.
I love watching 4:40 games.
Nothing better. It's actually the only game I nearly watch.
There's nothing better than just
because after I've come home after a beautiful day of golf, hitting 16 Stapleford points off a 23 handicap, and I'm going to blow out 40. There's nothing better than just sitting on the couch and watching a 4:40 game.
That's the top things off, especially when it's between Essendon and Port. I think Essendon win.
Yep. I didn't even tell you. I won my golf competition on the weekend. I won the C grade comp. I won the C grade comp.
Yeah, I don't care.
I'm in third division at my golf comp.
I don't care at all.
Oh, my handicap's 23 and I hit 38 points.
Oh my God,
I hit a 93.
I've just read your priority pick.
Yeah, it's really good.
No, the last thing you put down there.
Yeah, that's really good as well.
Go on, tell everyone.
That's really good as well. All right, sting it.
You're now listening to Priority Pick.
All right, how do I say this to GMZ supporters? Sleep time. Go to adults talking now. You sleepy. Lego over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just switch off. Pull over.
Please pull over.
Yeah. Switch off because this is where the adults are talking. Talking about a friend of mine, Christopher Nolan, who's a
not
great director. Just wanted to just, this isn't the priority pick. It's just a bit of an update as I'm trying to build out the segment a bit more that those who love it, and there's many of them.
Mm.
Christopher Nolan has just released a trailer for his latest film. It's about a man who invented the atomic bomb.
Wikipedia.
Physicist J. Robert Oppenheimer, played by Cillian Murphy, great actor. You might know him from Peaky Blinders.
I know.
I'm sure you would.
Fucking Peaky Blinders.
Cillian Murphy lost 7 kilos for the role and he wasn't carrying much weight to begin with. So I'm looking at the photo now. He's looking very lean.
Kieran.
I said Cillian.
Yeah, his name's Kieran. So pronounce it in Ireland, mate.
Yeah. Okay, that's happening. That's just a bit of Christopher Nolan news.
News.
That's just news. Yeah, it's not the...
Oh, thank you so much for enlightening us with
no
that.
Worries.
We wouldn't be able to sleep.
I'm telling you about a new series I've been watching, Blackbird.
Yeah.
Heard of it?
No.
Of course you haven't, because you're an absolute dingbat, and you play Lego. So why would you watch things that are going to mentally enhance you?
I'm not going to watch
you?
This regardless.
Why would you watch something that's going to mentally enhance you?
I know that.
You
think,
no
I was just
wondering
about Jimmy Keane who begins a 10-year prison sentence.
You're a pea brain.
Is that the one?
Goro the pea brain. This is about Jimmy Keane. He begins
offer.
A 10-year sentence. He gets an incredible offer.
Something
if
like
he can elicit a confession out of a suspected killer, Larry Hall, he will be freed, completing this mission and becomes
challenge
a challenge of a
lifetime. I knew that. I thought I saw it
somewhere. Basically, this series is about...
It's on Apple TV?
It's on Apple TV, yeah. Correct. Yeah, you're reading the notes. Basically, this series is about Jimmy Keane, who is a young guy. He was a star footballer, turned into a bit of a bad guy, drug dealer.
Me, not that bit.
Turned into a drug dealer, got done for something, went to take a plea, went to jail.
Camelot.
Anyway, he's been picked up for this special offer to try and elicit a
destroy
confession. Confession of another prisoner. It's actually really good. Mm. It's got some weird actors in it. Some of the actors are really bad at acting, but besides that, I actually really like it. It's well made. It's on Apple TV as well. Have you got Apple TV?
I don't.
It's a new subscription.
I don't have a TV.
Good. Oh, okay.
Sold it.
It's pretty good.
Just prefer reading.
So, yeah, would you watch that?
No.
Okay. There you go. Fantastic. Last note.
And also, I just think out of nowhere, Spotify Blends really cool.
No. Last note I have about this. I've really got around Spotify Blends lately. Anyone I respect, listen to what I'm saying, just to make sure that you listen to what I'm saying. Anyone I respect,
me,
I've sent a link to Spotify Blend with me. Have you received a Spotify?
You don't respect me.
Exactly. So you haven't got one yet. Spotify Blends, have you done this?
Well, obviously, no, I haven't. No.
You haven't done it?
No.
Really? So have you not seen what you can do?
You can merge their playlist with your playlist.
Yeah, pretty interesting.
Why just make your own playlist, though?
Well, I just like it. That's all I'd say. Just do it.
Okay,
test it out. It's good fun.
Fair enough.
Another great episode, man.
That was a good one.
It was a good one.
That was great. It felt better.
Felt a bit more rehearsed. We pre-planned. We had some
segments.
I felt
like I abused a lot of people this episode, though. I'm having some anxiety around it.
Yeah, you did. And even I'm nervous about it. Even I'm nervous about it.
Sam, we're going to edit this one heavily.
Now, before we finish up, man, I need to tell you something.
What?
I'm really proud of you.
Same.
That suit that you're wearing is really nice, man. And it's definitely not from Tarakash.
No, it's not.
Definitely not.
It could be.
It's definitely not from Tarakash. And you look really good
it's
in
a
it.
Club one.
Is that a club Godwin Charlie? Oh, wow. Good one.
I just want to say one thing about you.
Thank you, man. You can say it.
The way that you've washed your hair today. the way it's full, it's falling on your head, and the way that you do your skincare routine.
Thank you.
And show us on your own personal Instagrams, not for money, but for kindness out of your heart, makes me want to take better care of my skin.
And the way that you promote the Melbourne Storm, that no one's ever heard of, and that like you're bringing that to everyone's attention with like this other app of like ASX, I think it is, that they're, you know, obviously working with at Melbourne Storm. Yep. I want to thank you for that, because I would not know about that app.
And can I just thank you for one more thing?
Yeah, sure.
The way that at halftime during the South African game, when I was running out the warm-up and you were handing out earplugs to the crowd, was inspirational, and it made me want to crush them even further. So thank you.
That's all for this week. Hey, by the way, this is no word of a lie. I've shown you this in email form. I haven't sent it to you. I forwarded it to you. Beanies and scarves are here next week.
Yeah.
They're ready to go. Yes. Make sure you stay tuned. We're just going to absolutely drop them on the website.
We're going to plug it heaps. Yeah. We're going to drop it in your face. Yeah. Thanks to you. Well, that's getting cut out, I think.
Cut that bit out. But yeah, it's going to be really good for you to head to the beach, man, with your beanie and scarf on. It'll be sick.
Nothing better than someone that's sitting on the beach.
Just sweating it out. So our membership packs, yeah, they're a little bit late, but it's actually like, I actually think it's really cool to wear scarves and beanies in summer.
You can never be prepared because for winter 2023. Protection.
Exactly. You never know what's going to happen.
Get prepared now.
Climate change. No, who knows?
Never know. Get prepared now. Get in early. Be all cool right. by getting in early.
Be here by next week. Illy, love you.
He's celebrating a point.
Jackie Chan returns.